This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're live here from Capital One Arena on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. So we will quickly go through our results from last week's competition Wednesday here on a Tuesday, because we don't have a show tomorrow because of Maryland hoops in our spot. And then obviously it's Thanksgiving on Thursday. So we are going to run through our picks from last week. And then we're going to pick some other games off the slate here as we wrap up the show on our NFL picks. So Anthony, who is back in our control room in D.C., has the Wheel of Mediocre Punishment behind him. Anthony, should we, before we reveal this week's results, have you spin the wheel for me from last week? Or are we just going to wait till I get back in on Monday? Or even next Wednesday? Do we wait for the spin?
Yeah, I think we wait.
Okay, well, in that case, I owe the show a spin. We'll get that taken care of. All right, which means it's time to reveal the results of last week's selections and see if I'm going to owe the show two spins or whether Anthony will owe the show one. Anthony, your week started very poorly last week because you started off with a Thursday Night Football loss, one that actually saved me from myself. You won for the first time last week in 5 weeks. That meant you were first on the tee. You picked Pittsburgh -3.5. They did not only cover that, they lost the game outright to the Browns on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, that was bad stuff. Very bad stuff. But
that is, yeah, not ideal for you.
No.
My first game was the Detroit Indianapolis game. The Lions were 7-point favorites by the time that we picked that. They won by, I think it was 18. I think it was 24
yep.
to 6.
Yep.
That is 1-0 for your boy.
Yeah.
1-0 for me.
Good job.
Thanks, Anthony. The second game you picked was the Tampa Bay game. That worked out well for you. They beat the ever-loving tar out of the New York Giants. They only needed to win by 6. They won by far more than that.
Yep.
So that's 1-1 for you.
Yep.
I had the Chicago Bears +3.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. And let me tell you, Anthony, that half point did a lot of work for me.
Yeah, it did.
Because they won on a walk, or they lost, I should say, on an overtime walk-off field goal, which is a 3-point play.
Yeah.
And that means that that's a cover for the Chicago Bears and a 2-0 start to the week for me.
I'm proud of you, Craig.
You should be. Thank you very much. Then Anthony, you picked the Kansas City Chiefs minus 10.5 against the Carolina Panthers. They won by 3. Is 10.5 greater than 3?
No.
Nope, not in this particular case. That's a 1-2 week for you, which already means that I have won. But just to add insult to injury for you, Anthony, I picked the Denver Broncos to cover 6 points against the Las Vegas Raiders. They also won by a million. That's a 3-0 week again for me. I have bounced back successfully. I am very good at this game, it seems. Anthony, the wheel is behind you. You are going to need to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment once again, something that you are very well acquainted in doing. For those that are new to the show, on this wheel, Anthony might have to buy me lunch. I might be able to make – we'll put fantasy sub back on there. I might be able to make a sub in his fantasy football lineup. He might have to do 100 push-ups in a row. He might also have to do an ice bath, which would be his third that he owes the show. What else is on there? Oh, and also, we haven't spun costume show yet. There's a chance that Anthony might have to wear a silly costume for part of the radio show, which broadcasts live on YouTube. Metal Chris likes that one. You like Metal Chris is hoping that you get the costume show, Anthony. We're really only probably going to make him wear it for a couple of segments, because with our luck, some serious breaking news will happen, and then Anthony will be dressed like a clown. Anthony, I can see the wheel. It's time for you to spin. Please spin the wheel. The wheel is spinning, spinning, and spinning, spinning. Anthony has rolled that he must. Good God, you spun this thing hard. He owes me lunch. Yeah, a win for me. Although it's not as entertaining as some of the other things, like if he had to wear a costume on the radio. But Anthony, I look forward to you buying me lunch again next week. Thanks. Thanks for losing again, buddy, old pal.
I don't know what it is about this game, Craig. I just can't get right.
Nope. You make some interesting decisions, then you have to live with them. Anthony's 1-2. And hilariously, by the way, I think this is like the third time this has happened. Had this gone to the tiebreaker, Anthony, you would have won because you did win the tiebreaker. It didn't get to the tiebreaker because you went 1-2 and I went 3-0. Coming up next, we will pick our games for this week as we wrap up here on the Hoffman Show.